Page 34. Newsworthy clips. Update your vocabulary with news clips from around the world. Blink if your brain needs a rest. Why do we spend roughly 10% of our waking hours with our eyes closed, blinking far more often than is actually necessary? Scientists have pried open the answer to this mystery, finding that the human brain uses that tiny moment of shut-eye to power down. The mental break can last anywhere from a split second to a few seconds before attention is fully restored, researchers from Japan's Osaka University found. During that time, scans that track the ebb and flow of blood within the brain revealed that regions associated with paying close attention momentarily go offline. And in the brief break in attention, brain regions collectively identified as the default mode network power up. The default mode network is the brain's idle setting. In times when our attention is not required, this far-flung cluster of brain regions comes alive, and our thoughts wander freely. In idle mode, however, our thoughts seldom stray far from home. Most of us take between 15 and 20 such moments of downtime per minute, and scientists have observed that most blinking takes place near or at the point of an implicit stop. While reading or listening to another person, that generally comes at the end of a sentence. While watching a movie, for instance, we're most likely to blink when an actor turns to leave the scene, or when the camera shifts to follow the dialogue. The study, published in the journal Proceedings of the National Academies of Science, studied 20 healthy young subjects in a brain scanner as they watched Best Bits snippets from the British comedy Mr. Bean. Sure enough, when subjects blinked, the researchers detected a momentary stand-down within the brain's visual cortex and somatosensory cortex, both involved with processing visual stimuli and in areas that govern attention. Modifying kids' TV habits may improve behavior. Want to improve your preschooler's behavior? Be choosy when it comes to the television shows they watch, even if you don't reduce the amount of time they spend watching them, a study finds. In one of the largest studies yet to examine how modifying television content affects the development of young children ages 3 to 5, researchers report that 6 months after families reduced their kids' exposure to aggressive and violence-filled programming and increased exposure to enriching and educational programming, even without changing the number of viewing hours, kids demonstrated statistically significant improved behavior compared to children whose media diet went unchanged. And the improvements, declines in aggression and being difficult, and increases in healthy social behaviors, such as empathy, helpfulness, and concern for others, persisted at 12 months, says the study involving 565 families in pediatrics. Overall, the amount of television viewed did not decrease, but all kids' behavior improved, and low-income boys, who tend to watch the most TV, benefited the most, says study author Dimitri Christakis at Seattle Children's Hospital. Young children learn by imitating what they see, and for preschoolers, a lot of what they see is on TV. The American Academy of Pediatrics discourages TV and other media use by children under age 2, and says it should be limited to less than 2 hours a day for older children. Although this innovative study shows changing content without changing viewing time helps lower aggression, other health issues may need to be approached in different ways, says Jennifer Manginello, an associate professor at the University of Albany School of Public Health. For instance, studies have shown that reducing screen time can be helpful when trying to reduce the risk for obesity, says Manginello, who recommends that parents consider both screen time and content when they can. Dutch Queen Beatrix abdicates, eldest son to succeed. Queen Beatrix, who ruled the Netherlands for nearly 33 years, said, January 28th, she was abdicating to make way for her eldest son, Willem Alexander. Her last day as head of state was April 30, when 45-year-old Willem Alexander was crowned Willem IV, the first time the Netherlands has had a male monarch in more than 120 years. It was time to place the responsibility of the country in the hands of a new generation, Beatrix said in a television address. Willem Alexander is married to Argentine-born Maxima Zorrilleta Cerruti and has three daughters, Amalia, 9, Alexia, 7, and Ariane, 5. Nevertheless, Beatrix has remained active in her role as head of state, having made visits to Singapore and Brunei. Speculation about Beatrix's future on the throne grew after Prince Friso, her second child, was left in a coma after a skiing accident nearly a year ago. He remains unresponsive in a London hospital. Beatrix remains popular among a vast majority of citizens, according to recent polls, which also suggests that most Dutch believe Willem Alexander to be well prepared for his new role. Beatrix assumed the throne on April 30, 1980, after her mother, Juliana, abdicated. Even though it is not Beatrix's birthday, April 30 has been celebrated as Queen's Day because the weather is more suitable for a festival than her actual birthday, January 31. The holiday will change to Willem Alexander's birthday, April 27, starting in 2014, and become King's Day. In addition to Princes Willem Alexander and Friso, she has a 43-year-old son, Constantine. Beatrix's husband, Prince Klaus, died in 2002. As a student, Willem Alexander's main emphasis was water management, a fitting subject in a low-lying coastal kingdom that for centuries has had to defend itself against the North Sea, accentuated in an era of climate change. Vocabulary focus. Pry. Cluster. Implicit. Stand down. Govern. Programming. Empathy. Innovative. Abdicate. Monarch. Accentuate.